Welcome to this first week of Lent podcast of Recovering Catholic. And as I challenged my listeners last week, looking for email questions during Lent on why we do certain things, I said, you get me the questions, I will do the research. So, had some feedback on that. In fact, Doug from Olympia inquired as to, indeed, why do we do ashes on our forehead? In fact, he said, and I quote, I felt kind of ripped off because I thought we were going to get that answer, and then you said to email that in. So Doug communicated that very effectively, and here is the answer to the question. The history of Ash Wednesday dates back to the 900s AD, and contrary to what some fundamentalists claim, Ash Wednesday is not based on a pagan festival. The pagan cults around Europe had been stamped out by that time frame. So what happened was somebody thought, well, let's commemorate this beginning of Lent with ashes, because ashes are a symbol of ownership. And so we make the sign of the cross, meaning that we belong to Jesus Christ who died on the cross. It has biblical roots also in that it was a symbol of mourning and penance. In Old Testament times, the custom was to wear sackcloth, to fast, and to sit in dust and ashes, and put dust and ashes on one's head. Ashes also symbolize death and also remind us of our mortality. So when the priest uses the thumb to sign the faithful with ashes, he says, remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. He is echoing God's address to Adam in Genesis. This phrase also echoes the words used at the Catholic burial, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, which are also biblically based. Now, one thing I found kind of interesting is that Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation. I think a lot of Catholics think that it is, but it is indeed not a holy day of obligation, but it is certainly one of the best attended days. My parish, which doesn't have the biggest turnout in the world in general, they had five masses that day. So kind of impressive if you think about it. And the one I attended was the school children's mass, and that was obviously packed. But last year I attended the evening one, and that was slammed as well. So Catholics make a good showing on Ash Wednesday, even though it is not a holy day of obligation. The good news on that is, what better way to kick off this time of deep religious thought than to be symbolized with ashes that show us belonging to Jesus? I'm definitely hoping to get more questions. Another suggestion might be, and again, I'll answer these as they are communicated to me. You ask the questions, I do the research. Another good question example might be, why do we abstain from meat on Fridays during Lent? What's the history of that? But again, I need to see it in email form, people. recoveringcatholic@hotmail.com. Looking forward to hearing your questions and answering them. Okay, now, I'm going to get out my soapbox for a minute and tell you something that I think is really important. And that is, for those parents out there, you have little children, one of the best and most important gifts you can give your children is the gift of faith. And I know my parents in particular gave me that opportunity. I was sent to Catholic school, first grade through 12th, and we attended Mass every Sunday. Even when we were on vacation, my dad would hunt down a church and we would go on Sunday, even while on vacation. And whenever I was burdened with something, my mom would say, "Well, I think you need to say a Holy Mary prayer about that, and also keep that person that is harassing you at school or whatever in your prayers," and basically calm me down about the situation and use prayer as a tool to resolve issues. So faith is quite a gift that we are given by our parents, and you can pass along to your children. I have a friend who both of his parents are deaf, and because when he was growing up there weren't any churches in the area that minister to deaf people, his parents didn't attend church, and I can see him lacking in his daily life any kind of spiritual foundation. Because when the going gets tough, it's nice to have the Lord to lean on. And I know some people, you know, mock that or think that's not true, but I can tell you in my own personal experiences that that has been instrumental in my life. I've had times where I was quite depressed, and if it wasn't for the Lord picking me up and taking me to the next step, I don't know what would have became of me. And I look at these Hollywood celebrities that turn to drugs and turn to all kinds of immoral behavior. They know something is missing in their life, and they try and find it, and they think, well, you know, I know something is missing, so I'm going to try experimenting with drugs or, you know, doing this, that, or whatever. And the answer is turning to God. That's what's missing in people's life. And unfortunately, it's not taught in public schools. People don't get the opportunity to learn about their faith that way, learn about God. And so, therefore, you know, they talk about educating people on how to address your physical needs, your mental needs, but what is always left out is people's spiritual needs. And I think that is too bad. Anyway, I will put the soapbox away now, but what I wanted to convey to you guys was teach your children about your faith. If you're Catholic and you're coming back to the church, make sure you bring your children along for the ride. You won't regret it. That's all for this week. Looking forward to your email questions. Again, recoveringcatholic@hotmail.com. Recovering, all one word, Catholic, together at hotmail.com. Thanks a lot, and God bless your week.